listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Bachelor Pad After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bachelor Pad After Show.
I'm gonna win.
All right, guys, what is up? We all know that Bing is for doing, and we're doing another.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Hey, it is no longer the Bachelorette. It is Bachelor Pad time, and we all know that Bing is for doing, and we're doing another after show for AfterBuzz TV. This is the Bachelor Pad Season 3, Episode 1, guys. What has MMA, TNA, and a lot of crazy talking to Naked Ed?
TNA.
Yes.
TNA.
TNA. Guys, it's going to be a crazy show. With that said, we've got a lot of energy going. Yes, let's go ahead and introduce the rest of our panel, starting with the lovely lady to my right.
Hello, good to be next to you again. Yes. Cannon Bliss here. I'm not sure what's going to happen, so you guys just stick with me. This was a new experience for me.
Where can they follow you, Candon?
At Candon Bliss.
Nice. So if you want to tweet us during the show, we're going to be all looking at our phones and whatnot and answering any questions you have of Bachelor Pad. But now introducing the lovely ladies on the other side of the table, Battle of the Brunettes. What's up, ladies? What's going on?
Hi, I'm Kathy Kelly, and you can follow me at Catherine Kelly if you want to. Tweet me.
Call me maybe.
Do
it. No, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that.
We're going to get a new theme song Bachelor Pad.
And last but not least, yes, this lady has not only been on Bachelor, but she's also been on the first season of Bachelor Pad. Mm-hmm. And that is right, Miss Chrisley Kennedy. Can we give a round of applause for Chrisley, please?
Aww.
And for all of us, too. Sure.
Yeah, everyone gets one. Everyone gets one.
All right, guys, I'm being told by the board that I might have missed it, but I thought I said it, but is
about,
we...
You said Bing twice.
Yes, so we're going to make a Bing three times.
Bing!
All right, guys. All right, so if you guys are watching us on AfterBuzzTV.com, hello, chat roll, Watchtower Base, everyone watching us from home, remember to tweet us as well. But if you're not watching us, make sure you use your podcast app. If you have an iPhone, there's a little podcast icon, where if you just click on the icon, it'll take you to all the podcasts from, hopefully, AfterBuzz TV. We have over 40 shows, and we really need you guys to comment, subscribe, let us know what you think. We will answer all your questions, and it really helps us bring you this free content daily to you guys. So thank you. All right. Bachelor Pad.
Yeah.
Very different. Overall, Crystal, you're already given the evil eye.
I mean.
You mean
well,
what?
Okay, so Richard, Matthew, and I were tweeting earlier today, and we had bets going that 4 people were going to cry, 2 people were going to get naked, everyone was going to be drunk by the end of the night.
And how'd you do?
Well, 2 people got naked. Completely naked.
1 person sober.
And there was 1 person sober. So I didn't really do so well.
Close. Okay.
But close. Pretty
there
close.
Was a lot of tears, some fights. A
lot of tears.
I counted 3.5 people naked.
Yeah, there was half.
There was half people. They went topless.
And Ed was kind of see-through by the end of his...
Poor Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's poor Ed from the sounds of what everyone was saying around the Bachelor Pad. He's like very gifted. Okay, so with that said, yes, overall impressions of the show. What do you guys think of this season? You've been in it, so we'll wait for you first. Candon, we know this is good. I got to go with you, girl. What'd you think walking in?
I've never actually watched Bachelor Pad. I'm a huge Bachelor fan, but I'm not like a real world fan. I'm not a Jersey Shore fan. So like Bachelor Pad is like, it's like the people that I liked to see them go through that and be that person that I don't like on the show. It has been scary for me, and it pretty much lived up to what I was expecting. couple hours I'll never get back in my life. A little surprised, just surprised of the behavior of people. I mean, I'm going to be continually shocked by these people. No doubt about it.
You know
no
what? Hold on, because I guarantee by the end there's going to be one or two stories that are you're really going to gravitate to. There will be people that find
Paige.
Love.
I loved one of the fans, and she's gone. Like,
yes.
There's shimmers of hope. We'll see. We'll
yeah,
see.
It's going to win you over. I guarantee it. I've seen the other two seasons, and I know that there are some stories that do come out of it. So there's hope. But let's talk about Kathy. What'd you think?
I think that it may not be quality television, but it is definitely entertaining television. So you cannot say that you were not glued to that TV show the entire time. There were no slow parts. Like, usually during The Bachelor or Bachelorette, we have some slow moments where there's some, like, long music that's just kind of, like, boring. But you don't get any of that because you have naked people running around. You have people wanting to hook up, and I don't know. It's just crazy.
It's like a 180 from last night.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully there will be a love story in there somewhere, but tonight it definitely did not happen.
It's just laying out the groundwork, and who knows the groundwork better than you, Chrisley?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think? Seeing some of your contemporaries and not-so-contemporaries up on the screen.
I am so glad that I was on season one and not season three. No, you know, they're going to up the ante every single season. And the first, we were the gerbils. They threw us in the cage. They wanted to see. We were. I mean, we were the test monkeys. Like, they put us in. They wanted to see what would happen, what we would do. And now every season, the cast, they are very aware of what the cast before has done. And they want to outdo them. And tonight, we saw vicious, catty women like we have never seen in the franchise. And it's good television. I mean, it is. You can't stop watching. It's like the car accident on the highway. You have to watch. I mean, it's definitely, thank God for Ed. Ed made it the most entertaining show of the night. I love you. Thank you.
His nickname is Party Boy. Calling him Party Boy.
He is on spring break.
Yeah.
He took his party pants off, but he's still party.
That's awesome, man.
He so did.
All right, so let's dive into the cast. Who stood out, who we liked, who we didn't like, who we were surprised to be that was on, and who we kind of expected. Like, let's start off with maybe the super fans. Did anyone stick out, let's say, like Paige? Okay, we kind of know we're alluding to what happened to Paige later on the show, but I don't know if you all knew, Paige was a huge Bachelor fan. She wrote about The Bachelor on her school newspaper. She was such a super fan. Her dream was to be on the show.
Wow.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I thought she was super sweet. Yeah. And, like, I was surprised that she was there. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what is she going to do? Like, how is she going to... I mean, it'd be like me going and doing this. Like, I can only imagine putting myself in her position and being like, what is this? But mm-hmm. She handled it well. And, I mean, I'm sad to see her go because I think she and Reed, which, I mean, we'll talk about how she paired up with him. But I think they kind of had a connection that was normal and, like, good. You know, at least from the get-go. It was good-intentioned.
How could it be normal, though, within 3 days of I'm falling in love with this person?
No, I don't think they were falling in love. But okay. They were, like, normal, good people that, like, I didn't see any hidden intentions in them within those first 2 days. You know what I mean? Whereas in the other people we'll talk about, there were definitely hidden intentions.
Anyone stand out with the new cast or even old, like Erica coming back?
I do like the idea of bringing in, you know, new people, but I feel like they needed to make it half and half because it really didn't work. I feel like the new people are just going to go home way too fast because they're completely outnumbered. And, yeah.
Well, it makes sense. Well, they do divide the show, right? And, like, wasn't it in season one you were talking about the cool kids?
No matter who comes into that house, whether it's, I mean, the first two seasons, there were no fans on the show, and the house is still going to divide. Mm-hmm. It's like high school. Like, it's like high school. It's the only way to describe it. I've never felt like I was back in high school until I went into that house. And it is. It's like the cool kids and the not cool kids. And it's pathetic that that's what happens, but it is. And there's $250,000 at stake, which we've seen how people act for money. So you have to know. I mean, the fans that went on this show, they knew what they were getting themselves into. They've watched past seasons. They know what happens on the show. They know what kind of people go on the show. Mm-hmm. The thing that blew me away tonight from the get-go was the comments from the cast. When people like Rachel, who I've never met her, and I hope to God that she wasn't serious when she said this, but she made a comment and said, if anyone comes in and is like, oh my God, I'm so excited to meet you, that'll be enough. First of all, these shows are on because of our fans.
Right.
This show is on because of our fans. We are heard every single day on Twitter or Facebook and any of those things because of our fans. So how dare some of these cast members make fun of their fans like that? Mm-hmm. That, to me, was the biggest slap in the face of the night. The rest of the cattiness, I completely expect, but that was uncalled for.
You don't think it was booze or perhaps just a...
No.
Just a
that was at the beginning.
Because here's the thing. We've run into like a little private event, and I've met Rachel and Nick, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they were really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Really nice. It was none of this...
There's a lot of people in this Bachelor family that will come across really nice. Mm. And I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, okay. we did only meet them for maybe 60 seconds, so it wasn't like we got mm-hmm. to talk to them for a while, but right. I mean, she just blew me away with some of the comments she was saying
today. Tonight,
like, I think Rachel, Jacqueline, and Erica even made a comment about the fans, and that I just thought it was uncomfortable. It was
disgusting.
For. It was.
Honestly.
And I know Erica. And so Erica, to me, as a person, she likes to say things to get the rise out of mm-hmm. people. But saying it's like sleeping with the help was a little overboard and uncalled for. That was really inappropriate. And Jacqueline, as far as she goes, I don't know her as well. I feel like she's trying to be the Michelle Money. And she's trying to be snarky and interesting. And mm-hmm. she's not. At all. Like, it's
it
not
just
working.
Comes across really
she's
awful.
Coming across nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I noticed as well. And I'm thinking they're trying to, like, Erica, we know. She's done that every season.
Yeah.
In BP3, Bachelor Pad 1, 2, and 3. Has she been in all three? No, she wasn't on the first. Erica Rose.
No, Erica was just second on second and third, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get that. You expect to get that from her. But, yeah, Jacqueline,
I
just question her character.
I didn't see that much of... She was on Ben's season.
She was on Ben's season.
Yeah. She didn't seem that catty to me.
I do remember her being one of them. She was one of the cattier ones on the show. She was
in it, but I think she pretended to be the pacifier, but it was just to get her involved in everything.
It was her specific Palisades. If you remember, they were the ones that were kind of like prodding, you know, the girls in Ben's season.
The angry bear. Right, prodding the angry bear.
The angry bear. Yeah, so.
They were just mean girls tonight. Yeah. Like, I don't know Blakely, and I have jokingly called her boobs the entire season because
nothing
that's
wrong
all
with that.
I remember. I have fake ones too. So it's like the pot calling the kettle black. Listen, right. I'm not making fun of her for them, believe me. But it's what I've always remembered about her. But watching those girls talk so badly about her and then be so nice to her face, like, my heart hurt for her.
And she tried to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She really did seem genuine when she got there. Now, her character changed a little bit as we got to see her more in the show, and she got a little bit more herself. But at the beginning, I felt like she was really genuine when she came in the house.
I think Blakely's had a bum rap. I said that in Ben's season as well.
Yeah, and I don't think she ever came across not genuine. I think that when the game started to get played, she saw Chris, she was being threatened,
mm-hmm.
and
harsh.
She got a little mean, but she wasn't... I mean, she wasn't mean girls like these girls were. Uh-huh. Like, these girls were nasty tonight.
She had a reputation coming in. That's right, from Ben's season. And
which I didn't watch.
And she's ultra competitive. So they were already talking, but the fact that I can't wait till now that they're all watching this.
Yeah.
What they must think, what Blakely must see, you know, with the comments from the other girls.
Well, Blakely's getting a lot of fan love on Twitter tonight. And
good.
I've
she
watched
deserves
it, and
it.
She does deserve it. But she definitely was getting the love and not supporting the haters tonight. And it was good to see that.
The new Michelle Money, then, perhaps.
I wouldn't compare her to Michelle Money if I was blind.
Hear me out. For the reason.
Or deaf.
No, for the reason, because Michelle Money, during her Bachelor season, was portrayed as kind of like the bad girl. Mm-hmm. You know, she got a mysterious black eye and was volatile. But on Bachelor Pad, she was lovable. Everyone loved her.
But she mm-hmm. wasn't mean. And Blakely still said some inappropriate mean things tonight. Like when.
I think. Later in the show, when she was saying those mean things, I think a lot of that was egged on by Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
Because true. Jacqueline was the one who made her go in the room, interrupt mm-hmm. Chris, and...
Right.
Well, Jacqueline's going to be the one doing that this whole time. She's going to encourage that drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and see, and I'm trying to think anything else that stood on the intro.
Well, a lot of entitlement for me. I mean, it goes along with the formers being really rude. There was just this huge sense of, like, we're the veterans, and, like, this I'm entitled to everything and more of everything and better of everything because I've been on the show before. Mm-hmm. It was, like, even Tony, the dad that got kicked off Emily's season on, like, episode 3 or whatever, he was, like,
called them the newbies.
It's like, who are you? Where did you come from?
You were kicked off 3 weeks ago.
You were
ago.
Crying the other day because you missed your kid, and now you're like, woo, I want love and money back on TV. Like, I don't have a sob story for him at all. Like, no sympathy for him.
Maybe we'll learn more as the weeks progress. So, but
sorry, someone made out with my mic. There's a lot of lipstick on it. So the rubbing sound was me trying to get the lipstick. Sorry, guys.
Thank you for telling our fans. It brings them closer to us.
You know, I didn't want them to be like, what the hell's that noise? Yeah. Sorry.
No, okay. Let's talk about, like, some sweet parts in the intros. What about Chris having a crush on Lindsay? Could that possibly pan out? Chris B from Emily's season.
Oh.
In the intro, he spoke about that he had a big crush on Lindsay.
It seems like he has a big crush on every girl in the house.
I was like, I didn't see that coming through.
Where's his bikini? B. Chris likes it.
Good man, Chris. I ain't hating on you at all, buddy. But yeah, so that's really just what stood out in the intro. So let's move on to, but before we move on, I actually want to talk about Amazon.
Yeah.
We're going to take this little portion of our show where AfterBuzz, we do everything here. It's free of cost. And all we ask is when you do some shopping, let's say if you go to Amazon, go to AfterBuzzTV.com first and click on our banner. It's on the upper right-hand corner of our site. It'll take you straight to Amazon. And there you can make all your normal purchases at no extra cost. But the great thing is that some of that money will come back to us, actually. And it does help us to bring you the great content we do give you every week. So
For free.
Yes, we will appreciate that. Thank you, guys. All right. Stop the applause. Just kidding. All right, let's talk about the gameplay really quick. Has it really evolved from seasons 1, 2, and 3? Do you see any differences? Last season it was Vienna, Casey.
Kick Rocks, dude.
Yeah, Kick Rocks, dude. And Jake.
There's huge differences from season to season. I mean, our season was, I mean, I feel like we were like old ladies and mellow compared to these guys. Like, our season, I mean, there was definitely the cattiness. Michael Stagliano said it best tonight. He said that you avoid conversation, and if you can't avoid conversation, then you lie, because the game is about lying. And he is 100% right. And I did not go into the Bachelor Pad thinking that you had to pair up. And at the beginning, we didn't really realize that you had to pair up. There was obviously already set pairs in the house with Kipton and Tinley and Kit and Jesse. I mean, it obviously happened that way, and it divided very quickly.
No, Dave and Natalie?
Dave and Natalie were not together at the beginning.
Okay.
If you remember correctly, Natalie was with Jesse first. Natalie made her rounds a little bit before she ended up with Dave. But
okay. That's
Natalie. To know her is to know her. So, you know, there wasn't such an emphasis on the pairs. And even our games at first, it was Twister. It was pie eating contests. We didn't necessarily have to pair up. The kissing contest, you didn't have to pair up. We didn't have to pair up immediately. Where season 2, they came in as pairs.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the game.
Mm-hmm.
The games, the ante was upped each game. So then you had to have a couple. You had to have a pair. You had to have those people that you trusted. You had to have those allies. Where we didn't have that as much the first season. Because one, you didn't realize how to play the game because we had nothing to compare it to.
Right.
You know what I mean? We didn't have any other seasons to be like, okay, well, they did this and it worked. Or they didn't do this. So season 2 was very different in that respect. And season 2, you started to see the cattiness a little bit more and the nastiness a little bit more. And the game is about lying. They're right. Like, you have to throw people under the bus to get the money. So I'm waiting for the ultimate throw in the bus and there be to one winner and not two. But in season 2, the thing that I really liked is there was still class. There was still the element of class. Michael is a great guy. Michelle Money is an amazing girl.
Mm-hmm.
They still kept that level of class on the show, where obviously we had the Vienna and Casey that you just wanted to strangle each week.
Right.
But there was the element of love and class with a lot of the other contestants. This season, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, because we do have to remember, fundamentally, we have to, at the core, the show's about love.
Yeah.
You know, the franchise. No.
Oh,
the
Michael Bachelor? Stagliano said forget that this is a game show, and they're
it's
in
not
a game.
About love.
No, but I'm talking about for the viewers themselves, the people from the Bachelorette fans.
Yeah.
They're looking for those love stories, the pages of the group. Yes, it is a game. I understand.
I don't
Believe
think
me.
Bachelor Pad is in any way supposed to be a love show. I think it's
Blake and
coming...
Holly. Blake and Holly.
Okay, it may have happened. I'm saying I don't think at its core that's what it's meant to do. I mean, this is the Bachelor cast. Hello, Real World, and hello, mm-hmm. Jersey Shore. Like, that's what it's turned into. Like, I don't know what the goal was for the first two seasons, but that's definitely what the goal of this one is.
Tinley and Kipton. Like, I feel like some of these couples from past seasons are still together, and I feel like they do want both. Mm-hmm. The producers hope for both, because that would make great television. But I feel like this season, it's going to be more of a Real World, road
sex
rules kind of. Yeah, sex and hookups. It's a lot of, like, college kids just, like, competing for money and, like, mm-hmm. kind mm-hmm. of, like, finding this person attractive, but they also find this person attractive, so they'll, like, switch off days. Like,
do you think they'll lose fans?
I think they already have.
Well, tonight. I will tell you this. Tonight on Twitter, the response that I've gotten from people that were just tweeting me back, I mean, I definitely live tweet the show a little bit. I don't obviously talk about everything because I want to leave some stuff for us. But I do tweet a lot during the show. And a lot of the tweets that I were getting tonight were that fans were really upset that the cast was sounding so entitled and that they were saying, you know what, just because you've been on the show, you're not better than us. Mm-hmm. And the fans that have gone on the show went on the show for a reason, because they're fans of the show and they thought it was cool to meet you and have a chance to win some money. And that is so far the biggest upset that I've heard, is that the fans seem to just be really upset with the way that the cast has handled fans being on the show.
It's a huge turnoff. I mean, for me, not ever having watched the show, it didn't make me a fan of them, right. Mm-hmm. The people who've been on the show that I was a fan on. It turned me off completely. And what they don't realize, obviously, is that they want to be on TV. Well, being on TV means you get fans if you're good. I mean, if there's a reason for you to be on TV. And they've forgotten that, thrown it out the window. I don't understand how any of them, especially more than one, like if one person was this evil, entitled person, it would make sense, like one bad seed. But it's kind of a trend, and that's what's really sickening.
Do you think perhaps, you know, a lot of these people see them, like you said, we've all established that we're fans of these people, the people that haven't been on the mm-hmm. show. Let's say, could it help certain people that we had a negative opinion of before? Like, let's say perhaps could this be like a windfall for Kaylin? Someone like that, you know, because now you don't see Kaylin as the ultimate villain like you did on Bachelorette. Now you just see there's some people that are even seem to be even more villainous than he on this show.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, the thing with Kaylin is Kaylin wants his own show. That's the thing about Kaylin. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't think anyone can question that at this point. Kaylin knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's playing a game very similar to Erica Rose. Erica Rose on and off camera are pretty different. And I'm not saying that Erica still isn't hysterical and funny, because she is. But does she say as many things to get a rise? No. But she's still hysterical, and she still doesn't always think before she speaks, and you are completely entertained by her. Where Kaylin is, he's playing a part. And some of these people, they're not playing a part. And I kind of am excited that America's getting to see another side of some of these people. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, unfortunately, there's people in the franchise that are amazing people that are doing the right things and that are so appreciative of the voice they've been given. And now we're getting a chance to see that some people really aren't that crazy about it. And I kind of like that you're seeing the true sides of people.
What in the world would Kaylin have a show about? That's what I want to know.
Luxury
what,
brand
what
consulting?
Would we watch him do? Fly around in a helicopter and drive a rented Porsche?
How many people have you heard, though, that have said, I feel like a reality show about me would be amazing. So many people would want to watch that.
I mean, I think that all the time.
I know. I feel like honest. Everyone thinks that, because yeah. everyone is so self-centered and thinks that they're the That's most okay. amazing person. So Kaylin is no different than anyone else on right. this planet. He thinks that his life is amazing and it would make quality mm-hmm. television.
He does.
So That's my two cents.
Kaylin on Bravo. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and think about it. Just think about the person that he is and the persona. And think of some of the shows on the Realtors and Beverly Hills and some of those guys. He would be perfect on a show like that.
He's a guy you love to hate. He's got a huge personality. So, yes, he would make quality television.
He would.
Well, not quality, but it would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining. It's true. And that's what he's doing. He's playing the part.
So he's inching closer to his dream.
Yes.
So we cannot crush his dream. There we go.
Oh. What? We can.
He just got his 15 minutes turned into 30. So. Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if he continues it on the gameplay. What did you guys think of the pairings? Who teamed up with whom? Were you guys okay with who Kaylin was
awkward.
I
thought some of the pairings were awkward.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay and Tony. The kind of, I mean, that must have just been like a who's left kind of thing.
You're sitting next to me, so I'm going to pair up with you. But yeah. There were a couple that were really awkward. Like, Chris and Blakely, that to me seemed like an awkward pairing. She just seemed to corner him. And
that's exactly what I was going to say. I think Chris was not really 100% on board. Like, he was okay with it maybe for this challenge. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he was going into it like, you're going to be my partner for the entire show. And she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the protocol is for when you pair up with someone, if that's what it means. But it sounded like it was supposed to just be for this one challenge. But they kind of made it like, you're mine forever deal.
More often than not, when they pair up, is it, I know people do change alliances, change teams throughout the gameplay of Bachelor Pad, but is it under the assumption that when I pair up with you, we're going to be together to the end?
I think if you make an assumption in that house, you're an idiot.
Okay.
Because they've said it a million different ways, and Michael said it tonight as well. Like, he was like the narrator tonight, and I think that's probably why they're keeping him around, because he does know the most about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have sent him home first, but I understand why they're not. And I always, to me, because I've lived it, I'm like, I think that I would play it this way, but then that's exactly how they're not going to play it, because it makes too much sense. But it's just, you can't make assumptions, because every minute the game changes and every day something's different. I mean, Peyton was originally with someone else and then ended up with Jesse, and that's how she got into the final four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it changes so frequently that you can't, it's not safe to say.
Is it stressful? Do you guys think it would be stressful to be, so, because it's
completely
changing constantly. So 24/7, for how many weeks are you there?
Can't trust anyone.
Can you imagine? Yeah, like, your friends, you can't trust them. Mm-hmm. Like, for however many weeks you're there, you're living with these people for 24 hours a day, and you don't know whether, you know, your bunk buddy is gonna stab you in the back.
Well, because every time someone walks into another room with somebody else,
you're like,
it's like, oh my God, what's happening? What, they're gonna send me home. Like, you become paranoid.
That happened so many times tonight. Mm-hmm. We can get into the Erica Rose. We can get into
the reason for one of them. I mean, one team already kind of changed, we saw with Chris and Blakely. Like,
right. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about Chris. And we kind of touched upon it with Blakely and Chris, and then Jamie pulling a robbery.
Yeah.
And
like quickly.
Yeah. Miss Awkward from The Bachelor. What?
Still awkward.
She was still awkward though. Like, he was talking and she just went silent. And I was like, is she going to say anything? So of course he had to kiss her, because what else was he going to do?
Okay. If you didn't see last season,
that's what she wanted.
With Ben, she was giving Ben kissing lessons. And it was like during like a rose ceremony night. Uh-huh. And she straddled Ben
and ripped her dress
and got on top of him and just started making out with him without him even what are you guys doing?
Marissa told her that we had to be closer together.
They like to keep us very close, and after so you can get us on camera.
We do really like each other.
Yeah, they're gonna battle soon. All right. No, but okay. Jamie was just so awkward. I thought she was better tonight.
She was better, but because she actually approached Chris and was like, hey, you want to come talk to me? I was like, go for it, girl. Just don't do another lap dance lesson.
Do you want to come talk at me? Because I'm not going to talk back.
Exactly. But that's what she wanted. Like, she didn't want to talk.
She
wanted to make out.
Yeah.
That was obvious.
Do you want to come talk to me?
But when Blakely comes in with Jacqueline and they all sit down, and Blakely's like, Jamie, you've changed so much from our season, with this big smile on her face. And Chris is like, really? Like, really? Does she look different? Is it in a good way? And Blakely's like,
no.
No, it's bad. It's really bad. And it was just like, oh, She did not.
I didn't even catch that.
Oh yeah.
Were you snoozing?
Yeah, apparently.
I was looking at bikinis and Donna. I was still thinking of
it. It was one of the best quotes from tonight.
It really was. Like, no, it's bad.
No.
It's really bad.
But nobody could even really say anything. They were like, oh.
It's because if Blakely had seen Jamie making out with Ben on their season, she would have gotten mad at Jamie.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that this is the first time where Blakely had really strong feelings for a guy, even though she only knew him for 24 hours.
Right.
And she felt like she had possession over him because they had partnered up for the first date and someone else was swooping in with smaller boobs but still got the guy. And she was jealous.
Go small boobs!
She was jealous.
I'm not even touching that, guys.
What?
The quote. Good Lord, guys.
It is Bachelor Pad. Come on.
I know. Okay. Well,
uncensored.
Really? Then I can say my favorite Bachelor Pad contestant is Donna. Oh, hell yeah. She's awesome.
She's like Vienna, but from Jersey Shore.
Bite your tongue, woman. What's wrong with you? Absolutely not. She's not like Vienna.
She seems sweet. So? No, she seems nice.
She was sweeter.
I don't see her being as vicious.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she looks like the more voluptuous Jersey-fied version of KCB.
Good theory.
Looks-wise, not personality-wise.
Yeah, because we didn't get a lot of time with Donna.
I think she's just a little naive. That's
a lot of the fans, I feel like they had this kind of going in, they were kind of not desensitized yet. Like they were huge fans. It wasn't like people that just saw the show and, you know, thought these people were normal civilians. They thought that these people were celebrities.
Mistake number one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They were blinded.
And they saw it as a dream.
Yeah.
Like this dream place, this dream mansion, this dream experience with these like forbidden people that are celebrities. Like,
it gets old real quick.
Yeah.
Those cameras and that house and those people, by day three, you are like, you know what? This game, this money, it's not worth it. I want to go home.
Really?
Like, I mean, that's how I felt.
Is that because, you know, was it Gia who was always trying to leave? She was always like packing up her suitcase. I remember it.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know, for Gia, it was tough. She had a boyfriend and they kept playing that couple boundary, and they told, I mean, when I signed up, it was not like, oh, this show is about love and money. It was like, this is a game show for $250,000 and you're gonna have to win the money. And I went and trained, like strong man trained with huge giant tires, and like I trained, so I was physically ready.
Rocky.
So did Erica Rose do the same? Because Erica said she went through training. She did. She's like, I went through training.
I worked really hard on it.
I don't know what kind of training Erica did. Maybe I'll tweet her and ask
you should.
Her.
Let's talk about the game. Were you guys surprised who won? Really? The newbies?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Huge. I think that changed the entire way that the game is going
to
go.
I think it had potential to change the entire game, and they screwed it up.
The
newbies screwed their chances.
No. I don't think it was the newbies.
Absolutely.
It was one newbie.
It was David.
He opened his mouth.
He was a little big mouther.
I beg to differ. I feel like it was David and Chris who both screwed the newbies. Because if you remember, during voting, Chris had the opportunity to send home Erica Rose, and he did not.
Why would he do that?
Because he was thinking about being nice to these celebrities and not...
No, he was just mad at David.
I would have voted the other way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he should have voted Erica off.
Yeah, just because I know... Even if I'm going home, but it might as well for the greater good. If you're going to give the newbies some sort of a chance, even though the game will change, but I have a hard time believing that the newbies are going to stay, and he's got to give them at least a shot. And it was just a fatal error. Absolutely.
I mean, he voted for a fellow newbie, basically, right?
Yeah.
So
he voted for Paige.
Yeah.
He voted to keep Erica Rose.
Yeah. And that was silly.
And because if Paige would have stayed, who knows with her demeanor, and you know, and maybe if she would have gotten out of the naivety of it, and just her type of attitude, possibly could have bought her some votes. You know, Reed was already campaigning.
Yeah, teaming
I was going to say
him.
She seemed like the one who had potential to fall in love with a current or past contestant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She seemed like the one that could have made it to, I don't know, not final two perhaps, but she could have made it there.
And it was cute to see him campaign for her. Mm-hmm. Like, it really was. Like, it showed that he did have a little bit of class and that he wasn't just being one of the guys trying to get in the girl's pants. Like, mm-hmm. it was cool to see that.
Yeah. No.
I mean, that may change next week, but this week he came across.
Yeah. I just have a bad taste in my mouth from the rumors that I heard about Reed from The Bachelor. And you've said that they're not true, but we've heard that the reason why his relationship with Kristen Dalton didn't work out was because he cheated on her with Sarah Nuland at the Bachelor reunion. And that's why both of them ended up on Bachelor Pad 3. So I don't know how good of a guy mm-hmm. he is, even though he's campaigning for Paige.
They haven't brought that to the surface, if it is true. Like,
no.
Only episode one.
The two right, of them haven't really talked on the show.
And it may not be part of the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and quick before we go to commercial, I have to bring up, I know we barely talked about him, but I have to. I'm like his fan now. It's like a bromance. Ed. I just want to talk about, I know it was sophomoric and we were just being dumb and booze, but how crazy was it? He can give a shit less of what's going on. He's just having a great time. He's just drinking, and Chris is throwing towels at him and trying
to get... He walked out on Chris Harrison and was like, see ya.
Is that going to help him or hurt him? What's going? Because maybe, what if that's his plan? I'm going to be the fun guy. I've got, you know, everyone kind of knows me. But yet the whole time, he's just playing the game.
Like
the
it big was Natalie dumb. Getz's plan, and look at her.
Bam, right there.
Yeah. I literally would look at Natalie every day and be like, I don't even understand why she's still here. Like, she doesn't play the game. She just sits around and she gets drunk and she talks about stupid stuff all day. And all she cares about is what tutu she's going to wear. And I was like, what is her deal? And look at her. So it's all part of the game. Yeah. And you know, I gave props to Ed on Twitter tonight because there were a lot of rumors about him and the Jillian situation. I thought it was really cool that he manned up and didn't lie about it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool of him tonight. And I just think it's great that he doesn't care. And, you know, the difference between the cast and the fans is that we know what we can get away with as cast with the producers. So if you're going to get drunk and run into the pool on Chris, you're going to get drunk and run into the pool. You know what I mean? The fans are never going to pull that because they're afraid. So it's kind of fun to see that. And Ed's going to make this a very fun season.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I love it. It is, but this show is completely different, and we love it. Definitely. Let's take a little bit of a little commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the elimination, some news and gossip, and predictions.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Number.
All right, guys, and we're back. It's so funny. If there's only like one word on air, you guys are cracking up. You guys, it happens. We're on live.
We're like really funny, so I don't know.
Are you trying to sound like Brittany and Erica? Really?
Yeah.
No offense.
I'm skipping over the twins.
Chrisley's the virgin. Okay.
Nobody gets to be the virgin but me. Sorry.
Someone's got that marker corner.
Actually, there's two virgins on Bachelor Pad. Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Awesome. Shout out to my virgins out there.
Shout out to the bees, right on. What? It's cool. Right on.
That could be taken in so many places, and I'm just
we'll see how many virgins there are on this show when it's finished.
Well, do you think possibly there could be something that's so weird? Well, because Erica's, is it Erica or Brittany's a virgin?
Erica's a virgin.
Okay, Erica and Ryan, do you think there possibly could be
something
there?
Well, Erica said that she might would sacrifice that for the team to win the $250,000, which disgusts
me. That's horrible.
They're also the twins that were, like, auctioning off a date on eBay or something.
And they were on Jersey Shore.
Just gross.
Mean, what does that mean? I hate to, I don't want to put you on the spot, Chrissy, but I'm just like wondering, are you okay welcoming that to the franchise? You know, just those, I mean.
So, they're the only two fans I'm really not a fan of. Do you know what I mean? I think the rest of the fans, I think it's fun that they're there. I think it's awesome that they're bringing in people to the franchise that haven't been there before and that really want to see it and be a part of it and have a chance to win. I think it's great that they're bringing in fans. I think it puts a wrench into all these little girls that want to act like they're better than everyone, which we saw tonight. Do I think the Jersey Shore twins were the greatest of fans? I think that there's probably a bazillion sets of twins in America that would have loved to be on the show. And I think that they knew that they would bring that element to the show. And I think that that's why they did it. I think it was brilliant casting. I also think it's kind of cool that they won. I think it's really kind of cool that the fans won the first. I don't think it's going to change the game. I don't think it's going to keep them around much longer than another week.
Right.
But I do think that it put it kind of put a little burn on some of those cast members that were saying nasty stuff. And it kind of, you know what? It doesn't matter how long you've been here or why you're here. They're here and they're here to play a game.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. And so I think that it's kind of great that they won the first one.
So put it, because it put Nick on the hot seat and a few of the veterans on the hot seat. And all the veterans ended up staying. But were you surprised on who, like, let's see, Paige is out and Chris is out. Chris, we didn't even really talk. Chris seemed like another nice guy as well.
SWAT.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was just happy to be there. Questionable beard, I'm just saying, but just
kind of facial hair is always questionable.
What's with the Georgia boys, like Ryan from Bachelorette? They both
His is the worst.
You know, it's definitely interesting, but you know, you could see when he left, he was his exit interview.
Yeah.
He was really sad. He really wanted to maybe possibly fall in love.
Yeah,
which we all know. Especially hanging out with Chrisley, is that's not the point of the game.
I am a hopeless romantic, and I still want someone to fall in love on that show.
Okay. Well, we see people fall in and out of love each episode. There's a lot of making out and stuff.
Isn't that love?
No. It's
reality TV love.
No.
All right, but anyone, okay, who do you think could possibly pair up this season and could make
it? Oh, Blake and Holly. I was going to say, has anyone fallen in love on the Bachelor pad?
Yeah. Blake and Holly and Tinley and Kipton.
Tinley and Kipton, who, by the way, are very happy and in love.
Still
so
together, yeah.
Different. But.
So that's even a greater prize than the quarter million, possibly, because it's so much harder to get than even the quarter million, if you think about it.
Well, and that's what my exit interview, which, of course, they didn't show that part. But it's like, are you really upset? No, because eventually I will have that money in my own life someday. Mm-hmm. But was I sad that I didn't find anyone? Not maybe in that house.
I would just like to say that statistics-wise, being on Bachelor Pad, you have a better chance of getting married than if you're on Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Ooh.
Just saying, because Holly and Blake, they got married, and that was the second season of three seasons. And out of how many seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette, we have 8 seasons of Bachelorette and 16 of Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. 24.
And we have 2 marriages.
There we go. The numbers don't lie. Dude, you're our statistician and also our news person.
Statistician.
I'm sorry.
You know,
remember,
Tinley.
I have marbles in my mouth.
You know Tinley and Kipton.
And Tinley and Kipton are going to get married.
Right.
So
absolutely.
One per season. I would be happy with a third on Bachelor Pad 3.
Possibly.
Hopefully.
Kaylin and Lindsay.
Kaylin and Lindsay. There we go.
That seems to be the most promising, sadly enough.
Any other possible pairings you guys might see?
Chris, like, and everyone.
Chris,
yeah,
and
I don't see Chris taking any of his pairings very seriously.
No, he's basking in celebrity of being the bachelor kind of hot commodity.
I'm surprised because he's really mature for a 25-year-old.
Age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's all about experiences.
Wow, it's coming back to her.
And he is going to experience a lot of ladies on this show.
Nice. All right, so with stats, let's move on to how about some news and gossip?
Yes.
What you got for us, Kathy?
The first is actually related to what we were just discussing. Kaylin tweeted a couple days ago referencing a movie. I'm sure you've maybe seen it with... The Change Up or The Switch or whatever it's called. Oh, it's The Change Up with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. And they pee in a fountain and switch lives.
Yep.
And Kaylin tweeted that he and Chris actually peed in a fountain, figuratively, and switched lives. And Chris is now the villain on Bachelor Pad 3. So he was kind of alluding to that. And It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
So Kaylin is passing on the torch.
Yes.
So he's saying Chris is going to be the bad guy this season.
He's saying that Chris will be the bad guy and Kaylin will be the romantic
knight and
dude.
Armor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris did say that we had to watch because it was going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah, you did say that. So
yeah.
What else? Anything?
Another piece of news just for Bachelorette fans. Emily and Jeff made the rounds of the press today. They were on Good Morning America. They were on Jimmy Kimmel. They did pretty much every news outlet possible, just talking about how happy they are to finally be in public and how happy they are together and how they're going to start their life. So
excited for them.
Yeah.
Did you see her tweet tonight? And it said, our first romantic dinner, and it looked like they were on an airplane and it was Chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. It was really cute. They're it's like so our cute. First romantic dinner. I love you, Jeff Holm. It was really Aww, cute.
Their Instagram nice is adorable, both yeah. of them. They're together in every single one, and Jeff has his signature.
It's real sign. Love.
Yeah. And I did read also that, you know, we all know that they're going to live separately.
Yes.
And in that Jeff, he's the one that really wants them to live separately. But I know that's also because of his background, the way he was raised. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't marry. I mean, you don't live together until you're married.
Yeah.
So just doing it by the book. He's doing it the old way, and
he's
it's
a
stand-up awesome.
Guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think he has to too because of Ricky. He doesn't want to move right in with Ricky there. I think that's a big adjustment is Ricky.
Yeah, and Emily said actually on one of the shows that she couldn't tell Ricky that she was engaged because Ricky has such a big mouth, and she was worried that Ricky was going to spoil the ending, and Emily would lose some kind of lawsuit.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh,
I know.
God.
Right?
Yeah, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that all you got for news for us this week?
Yes.
All right. So next week, we're going to have a lot more Bachelor Pad juicy news and gossip.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for the spooky music.
I'm like, the who?
Spooky.
It's always spooky.
The lights change color. They always change color the whole night, or is it just for prediction?
Chrisley's been here since the summer of 83, and this is the first time she's actually seen that the lights change. Really?
Well, as they said on the other after show that I did, that the TVs were black and white when I was on, and they wrote the newspapers with the chisel and stone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not that old.
No, she looks fantastic. HD. All right. All right, so what's going to happen this season? Candon, who do you think is going to win?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. It could be love or money or... What do you expect to see this season?
Well, if somebody keeps Michael Stagliano around, I think he would win again. I mean, he totally knows the game. And okay. So far, even though he's kind of crazy, like... Mm-hmm. He's pretty much...
America loves him.
He's pretty much open about it. And, like, I respect that he's pretty straightforward about who he is and what he wants. And, like, fine, that helps a little bit. You know, when you try to hide it, that's when it's like, really? Come on. We can see through you.
It's almost like nothing better than I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
And still do it.
Right.
So, well, yeah. I'll give her that. Okay, what do you guys see? Anything stand out for this possible season? Or is it too early? Just this game is so mutable. It's...
I want to say that Ed will be in the top two couples, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I honestly don't think that any of the super fans are going to make it. Yeah. I don't see any of them past this point. Paige had potential, but I don't see any of them hooking up with any of the castmates. And I feel like they're for the rest of the season, it'll just be a lot of drunken hookups between, you know, the past Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Is anyone going to hook up with the twins?
Oh, no.
You think?
I don't know.
Or is that just like way too going to be not so good?
I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to think who on a drunken night would hook up with both twins. That would just be weird.
even a single
Tony
twin.
Said they were cute.
Yeah.
Did he?
That was so
and they
creepy.
Were fun.
That was so creepy. Huh.
So maybe, okay. What about Chrisley? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Give us an off the wall, like... Something you know all the scenarios you live them,
but you can't. It's
Chris
way
Harrison
too early.
Plays.
It's Gia wins everything.
There we go.
I mean, it's just way too early.
Okay,
it's just the game changes so many times. Even with last season, I did not think that Stag and Holly would end up at the end. So I think that it's just way too early. I think that Stag will make it about halfway through the season, and then I think he'll get sent home because nobody's going to want him to win the money a second time.
I know.
I mean, I would have sent him home first. Love you, Stags, but I would have sent him home first. It's not fair.
All right.
Go find love somewhere else, buddy.
There you go. There you have it. All right. And I think someone's going to find love. someone we do not expect.
Kathy?
What?
not here on the show. We're talking about the show.
JC,
I might have made you a love connection.
Oh, wow. That's wow, really? I can't wait to
look
hear this.
Look how ready you got. Look how ready you got. I love it.
Okay, so with that said, I'm getting the hook, or I don't want to I want to find out who this love connection is. So, Kathy, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly.
You can find me on Twitter at Chris Lee.
At Candon Bliss.
And The Everyday Man. And you can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Stick around if you're watching us on AfterBuzzTV.com. The Glass House is next.
Here
and
goes.
For the whole group, see you next time.
Round two next week.
Round two. I love this girl. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.